Case number 10181, Northern Star LLC, south of Route 1, being Lot 2, a special use exception to replace the existing billboard and a variance from maximum height requirement for a sign.
Excuse me.
Here comes trouble.
Before we start, I want to ask you. Wait, I'm sorry.
Name and address.
Dale McAllister, 14 Willie Circle, Dover, Delaware.
All right, do you swear affirm testimony about the yes will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, gentlemen, before we get started, I'd like to ask, to get a little history, kind of bring us all up. We started with case number, so we all know where we're at, and you will too. It was case number 10077.
Right, that was on March 3rd.
March the 3rd.
And it read this, gentlemen, I'll get you this. Ms. Isaacs presented the case. Dale McAllister was sworn in and testified requesting special use session to replace the existing billboard with a steel monopole structure.
Right.
That it is single-sided billboard, that they would like to replace it with a monopole structure, that their lease is up with Clear Channel, that the size will not change, that it measures 12 by 40, and they would rather have stacked billboards. They found that no parties appeared in support or opposition to the application. Mr. Mills, seconded by Mr. McCabe, granted the special use exception. It will not substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. Now that's what transpired on March 3rd.
Then 10,128, the next app.
Right, and then that was reapplied for May 5th, 2008.
Right.
A special use exception to replace an existing billboard. Mrs. Isaacs presented the case. Dale McAllister has sworn in and testified requesting a special use exception to replace the existing billboard with a double-stacked steel monopole, that he would like to replace the existing billboard with a double-stacked steel monopole structure, that each sign measures 12 by 48. And he needs a 40-foot height variance.
Right.
The board found that no parties appeared in support or opposition to the application. Mr. Mills, and seconded by Mr. Workman, carrying unanimously, the special use exception be denied as unnecessary.
Right.
Motion by Mr. Mills and seconded by Mr. Workman, carried unanimously, that the applicant must reapply for a height variance and that the applicant not pay the application fee. And that's where we are tonight, gentlemen.
Okay, everybody, just so we're all together this time, and
yeah.
I'm gonna bring up C. Right? So, thank you for
that.
Now we're all right. Okay, now would you read the case, please?
Oh,
which is?
I read the case.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
All right, as you all know, you've got the history of it now. Last time we were in front of you, well, the first time we were in front of you, you guys suggested we do this.
Right.
We thought it was a great idea. Asked us to come back. We did. We didn't apply correctly. We should have asked for a variance, not a special use exception. That's why we're here in front of you tonight, for the height variance.
Right.
It's the same case we've heard over and over again. The night's getting long. I just want to tell you that we'd like to do this pretty picture. You've seen it before. You voted on it last time tonight because we didn't need what we did. You've waived our fee. Thank you. We just want to build what we started off with in March, and
right.
And thank you for your indulgence.
I thought I would bring you up to date, gentlemen. That was
this time we'll be sure, right.
Now, we finally got it right this time.
We are getting kind of tired of seeing you there.
Thank you.
On this case.
I agree.
No, that's why I wanted to read it, bring everybody up. So
no problem, I agree. Thank you.
So you're requesting a 15-foot height variance, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, 15-foot height.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Borman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
No. Mr. Mill? No. Okay. Are there any persons?
Thanks. Thanks.
Any persons here that are in favor of this application? Excuse me. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, since we've been over this case several times, I think through the different hearings, the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. I make a motion, we approve case number 10,181.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,181. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case number. Yes, indeed.